Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
This is not going well.
Uh-oh. Your email?
Yeah. So when you log in, do you have to use your user number or do you use your email? Okay. Ah, I think I'm in a good spot now.
And then it's probably going to send you like two verification codes and it's impossible to get in.
All right, I'll do it in the next break.
Yeah.
Where's KT? Isn't he running this Rolling Stones thing?
Yep.
I guess while we wait for KT to run this Rolling Stones thing, let's do a shout out to our friends at Live to Give.
Mm-hmm.
LiveToGive.com is a great website. Christina, I know you've been there. You can get bottled water. You can get a coffee subscription sent directly to your house. They'll send you two bags a month. And then, of course, they got great swag. We've talked about this. Half of the net profits go to charities that benefit veterans and first responders. I went to Amazon.com and just ordered a big case of Live to Give and had it shipped to the house. You can do the same thing. If you go to a place that sells bottled water and they don't have Live to Give water, tell them to do it. KT's drinking a big old thing of Live to Give water right now, and we encourage you to do the same. Don't gargle. Don't gargle.
Don't let it drip all over you either.
Well, I don't mind that. That turns me on. Oh, wait. I shouldn't say that during a spot.
Nope.
I'm so aroused. LiveToGive.com. All right, now with a Rolling Stones contest, here's Kevin.
I'm not sure that's what the troops are fighting for right there. You know?
We're here so KT can gargle on the air.
So you said before the break, caller 4 and 5.
Yeah.
I've spoken to callers 4 and 5.
What'd they say?
On line 4 there. It is Kevin. We have another Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin and Mesquite.
Hey.
Hello, Kevin.
Oh, Mesquite.
Hey.
What do you do for a living, Kev?
I'm a school counselor.
Oh.
At the Skeeters?
No, actually, I work in Arlington. I just live in Mesquite.
Agtown! How is Arlington these days? Are they wilding?
Oh, it's not too bad. Not too many kids last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, let's go to... Stay with us there. We're going to go to line...
Well, he's not going to hang up. He wants a chance to win the Stones tickets.
Let's go to line 5. I've got a Cheryl in Fort Worth. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
What do you do for a living there, Cheryl?
I am a college history and government teacher.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's incredible. You're automatically the smartest person that's ever called this show. No offense to Kevin.
Let's say the counselor's doing.
Thank you.
Wow. So how'd you go down that path?
Well, I actually started in nursing school, but it wasn't for me. Way too, stressful environment. And I've always enjoyed history. And when I was working on my master's, my teachers were like, well, why don't you take some government classes, kind of round you out a little bit more so you can teach more than one subject. And I did. And so I've been teaching about 5 years now. I'm actually going back to school this fall to UT Arlington to get my PhD in history.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, I bet you can't wait to teach January 6th in a year or two.
Oh, yeah.
Great day for government.
We were talking about it this past spring.
Yeah, great day for government American history, wasn't it? Wasn't it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Just adorable.
History in the making.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we should go with ladies first here. Cheryl and Kevin, here are the rules. I'm going to ask you if you can name a Rolling Stones song that I play in this amount of seconds. And then you can try to one-up each other. But I'll start with Cheryl. If I played a Rolling Stones song at random for 10 seconds, do you think you could name it?
Absolutely. I think I could actually name it in 5.
She cut it down.
In your face,
she
Kevin.
She gave a history of the Rolling Stones teacher. We don't even know.
Right.
Over to Kevin.
Yes.
Can you name it?
He's so calm.
Yes.
Counselors have got to stay calm.
Yeah,
he's right. Yeah.
Kevin, can you name it in 4 seconds?
I'll go 3.
Oh! Kevin, have you ever stolen drugs off a kid and sold it later?
Oh, no.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I don't think you can ask that.
Can you not ask that?
Cheryl, can you name it? He said 3, right?
He said 3, Kevin.
Cheryl, can you name it in 2?
I can name it in 1.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Our heads are falling off.
Oh, my.
I bet I can name it in 1.
Kevin, can you name it in half a second?
I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to let her take a shot at it.
All right.
Too.
Okay.
You know what? This is really intense because yesterday we had another guy that said he could name it in a second, but it started with a guitar part. A very distinct guitar part. I don't know if this is that easy, but I'm very excited to see if our history teacher and government teacher can get this.
All right. 1 second of audio for Cheryl. It begins when you hear it.
Ooh. Yep. Wild Horses?
Oh! So sorry, Cheryl. So sorry.
Let it play.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't have gotten this, even with this much.
Kevin, you've already won the tickets, but do you know it?
Oh, my gosh, it's familiar and I can't place it.
See, as the week goes on, we were going to make it a little bit tougher. We kind of gave people some easy ones the first few days. This is Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones. But, Kevin, because you backed off it, 30 seconds, and Cheryl went up to one, you win the tickets. Congratulations. Stay on hold, Kevin. We'll get your information after this segment. If you can stay on hold for a few minutes, that would be great. All right?
That'll work. Will do.
Thanks, Kevo. Appreciate it, bud.
Kevo.
Thank you.
Sorry Kevin called you Kevo.
That's what my wife calls me anyway.
Oh.
and
a little role-playing by Kevin.
Cheryl, thanks for playing. And this is just proof, once again, that you do win and lose.
Yeah, that's what that's going to show. Hey, Cheryl, we may need you in the future for any history government stuff. Can you make yourself available for these kinds of things?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, hey, thank you so much. You rock. Are you on any of the social medias?
I got her number.
Okay, Kevin's got your number. He's going to post it.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
Hitting on her so hard.
Kevin?
No, I got her number in case their numbers got disconnected as they were caller 4 and 5.
Uh-huh.
So Kevin wins the tickets. Last one tomorrow for a pair of Stones tickets, which is November 2nd. It is the No Filter Tour at the Cotton Bowl. So there's that.
No filter, so they're going to cuss.
Yeah.
No, it just means that band Filter's not going to open up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's weird. Rolling Stones the last few years have taken an anti-Filter stance.
Yeah. They're like, hey, man, I hate that song. Wasn't that guy in Nine Inch Nails at first? Screw that guy. But right now, it's time for this.
Sure, I guess.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jackwagons.
I was scared to ask her if she listens to this show. I wanted.
She called in.
Well, but she may just be like, you know, she may just listen to Russ or AO, or she's a rockaholic. Because I wanted to, you know, have this fantasy that educated people listen to the show as well.
So
I think it's just better to have the fantasy of that than to actually ask and then go, I don't really listen to you guys. I just happen to be in the car.
They listen to the station.
Right.
And because they're educated, they heard, they listen.
Right.
They heard, they got 235, I might give tickets. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just a car rental.
Yeah.
It just happens to be on this station.
Exactly. Anyways. Man, rockaholics are going to be very excited by this because today, just 1 year short of being nice, Geddy Lee of Rush is 68.
Mm. Slap at that bass, man.
That's not a joke.
That's not Geddy Lee. Yeah.
Well, he's playing bass. Are you going to let him sing or not?
Is it a... Hold on. Does it ruin his legacy at all if I told you his name's Gary?
He's a lot less Canadian if his name is Gary Lee.
That's fantastic.
Gary Lee, and his last name is Winerib.
Is that right?
Yeah.
His name is Gary Winerib.
Gary Lee Winerib.
Sounds like a country guy.
It does.
At first, I'm like, what kind of name is Getty? Oh, well, it's really Gary. Oh.
Have you guys heard that Getty. new Gary Lee Winerib record?
Getty, get over here. Getty. My name is Gary. Why is this guy calling me Getty? Getty!
I'm glad you chose Limelight, though, because that's my favorite Rush song, I think.
I know. That's why I played it. And that's a good bass riff.
Where would you...
Did you really know, or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's heard me carry on about it.
Okay.
I've been doing this a long time. I've been through a lot of Today games with this guy.
He's been forced to listen to a lot of Rush against his will.
You should play Limelight, and you're finally like, okay.
And then one day I pulled him aside. I was like, dude, you've got to hear the final four drum fills on this song. They're so... No, just seriously, just wait through it. No, don't fast forward. I just want you to hear these final four little drum fills. You're going to love them.
It's actually, I've just been a part of this segment for the last 7 years. Like, it's 50 Cent's birthday. Okay, KT, we know the story. He was at the Garth Brooks concert. I know, it's the same thing.
Let's hear it again.
Well, that's why I'm very interested, because for the first time in the history of the Today game, Dak Prescott is 28.
All right, guys, here this is probably the last play we're going to run before we start taking a knee. Scatter, two bunch, right, zip fire, two jet, Texas, right, F flat, XQ. Hey, yo, Witten, if you catch this pass, we pick up this first down, it's on and popping, baby. We're going to secure the W. But, man, I got to say, you look like maybe your levels are low. Have you been into the Low T Center to get your numbers checked?
I'd like to pull another rabbit out of my head.
Hey, Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare. For guys like you, Witt, it's perfect. All right, do you know your numbers? On three, ready, break.
Yeah.
All right. That final yeah is really good.
Yeah.
I do know my numbers.
Dude, your Witten is unbelievable.
It's not that hard to talk in a gravelly voice. Like, you just get punched in the stomach a lot.
And I love Witten, but come on.
I'm very excited, Kevin.
I mean, I think, is that from, did he always talk like that? Or is it the time his spleen nearly burst? And then he went out and played against the Giants.
He didn't miss a game, right?
I mean, I doubt it.
Didn't he?
If he did, I would be surprised.
I think the spleen game is the only, I think he only missed one game and it was the spleen game. I think he played with a broken jaw that was wired shut.
God.
What a mean badass. Oh my God, holy pasta, it's National Lasagna Day.
La 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 lasagna. You want the summer lasagna, magnifico, or maybe spaghetti. Hey, you supper's already, now where you go, mamma mia bambino. Mamma mia bambino.
He is a genius.
I try so hard with Weird Al. And
after the age 10, I don't think you would like that song.
I know. I try so hard. It's like, I was like a Linkin Park guy. I try so hard to like Weird Al. I think he's a funny guy. I just think some of these are just so bad.
But they're so bad and he knows they're bad.
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of the fun. Some of them are genius.
What's his, he probably had to do a stand-up show. I wonder what his stand-up routine's like.
Does he do it?
I think he just does.
No.
I mean, he's from the world of, you know, improv comedy, though.
I think he's just like an old wacky vaudeville guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the video for Like a Virgin or Like a Surgeon?
No.
So you know the Madonna song Like a Virgin.
Yes.
So he did Like a Surgeon, and it's like a surgeon cutting for the very first time, and so he's in the video. He's dancing around like Madonna does in the Like a Virgin video, and he's wearing a doctor scrubs, but he's got like Madonna lace over it. So stupid. Oh my God, are you kidding me? In 1994, The Mask came out, Christina.
Oh. Smokehead! It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta!
That movie had incredible sound effects.
Shout-out to Channel 8 Sports.
Yeah, tell that story, Christina.
Oh, yeah. Black Joe Trahan finally got the job?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Sir.
Well, there's white and Black Joe Trahan.
Oh, yeah. I like that they do the bit up and they always post a picture of themselves at camp.
I know. I wouldn't have said it if Black Joe Trahan wasn't okay with it. I think he kind of...
Yeah, no, it's a good bit.
Kind of owns it.
Yeah.
But congratulations to him getting the head anchor job once Dell retires in a couple months.
So who's the number two? Is it Mike Leslie or...
Mike Leslie.
He's the number two.
I would assume.
What about...
Unless they're bringing someone in.
What about Jovid?
He's got to be three, right?
I don't know. I would think that Mike would be number two until the mask incident.
You want to explain?
Incident.
You want to explain?
I think it's best to not explain it and let everyone just be confused out there and wonder...
It's like the whole pool situation. Who pushed who in the pool? Did it happen? It's like Mike Leslie. Did he wear the mask outfit to a party that really didn't require it? Maybe.
Did you hear that time Mike Leslie pushed Gloria Campos in a pool?
Come on. Come on, dude. He went green face.
He did.
He did.
Very excited for my guy, Kevin Turner. Scott Farrell's 56.
Oh. Wait.
Kevin Turner is my boy down on the Eagle in Dallas with Ben and Skin.
I actually went on with him last weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't you pull audio?
Well, it didn't end up being as good. He kind of rattled a little more than usual. Last time he kind of let me go, and I was trying to weave in some bits in and out. But I got a text from his producer who was like, hey, man, can we talk? We want to talk about the Big 12 stuff, Texas OU, and we never got to it. What's the deal with Jerry Jones? I mean, they let him talk. They just wheel him out there and let him talk like he's a corpse.
Jerry Jones is so old now. It's just crazy. I was down there with my boy, Kevin Turner, and we watched. I couldn't stop watching the news. They kept bringing that guy out. I was like, hey, there's my guy, Jerry Jones.
But for some reason, I always feel like I need to be cool with that guy.
Be cool with him. He's amazing.
A legend, right? He's kind of a legend.
If you can go have that much of a career with zero content, I am so impressed by that. It's all the voice. It's all people just sitting there going, that's a put on, right? Like, that's not his real voice. Mm-hmm. And they'll sit there and they'll listen for hours going, that's not his real
just
voice.
Just waiting for it.
And right.
It's like his staff, too, on his show or his cast on his show. They've all got bar names like Bruiser and Peterbilt.
My boy Peterbilt flew down. I made him stay in Fort Worth while I was in Dallas. He had to take an Uber every time we were going to meet up because I wouldn't leave my hotel.
It's just a lot of that.
Segment, yep.
Yeah.
Pretty funny, though.
Love going down to Addison down there in Dallas. I go to Pluckers for National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, he's going to do it, though. He's going to do the voice.
I would like to talk about Pluckers.
Okay.
Because, listen, on your way home tonight, if you don't know what's for dinner, why don't you call home and say, hey, I'd like to pick up some wangs. I'd like to bring home some wangs for dinner. Stop by Pluckers on your way.
You want what? I don't think they're serving that.
Phrasing.
Lord have mercy.
Pluckers. it's what's for dinner. Pick up some wings. Pick up some delicious wings.
I changed the menu quite a bit.
There's I like the ranch dry rub. Call the Pluckers nearest you. All the ingredients made in house.
Why are you calling them? Just go there and eat.
I'm saying what I was trying
Hello,
to set
Pluckers.
Up was a.
Hello, Pluckers.
Was the high pitched laugh? Was that Shippy?
That was Shippy.
Oh my gosh!
There's so many things. And then his defense was, "What? I don't know why y'all were laughing. We had just done a big phallic segment, of course.
It was a sausage thing.
You
know, of some
you guys
kind.
Never do that.
And but he was like, I've been saying wangs. I'm like, man, I don't know if you've been saying them like that. Because he was like, wangs. Like,
bring some wangs home for dinner.
I know Vince got this big marketing background. It was so funny that he went to the crutch of Pluckers. It's what's for dinner. He went to the beef.
He panicked.
He went to the beef.
It's what's for dinner.
It's that whole thing that we're already in such a silly mood that really anything would have tipped us off. And so we were just primed and we just fell apart because, God, I hated being on that station. Anyways, oh, my God. National Intern Appreciation Day.
Hello, intern Jeremy from the Ben and Skin Show here for Huge Wieners.
You know you're going to win big money at FanDuel.com, where every week is a brand new season. Go get it.
Wait, tell them how much
go
they're going to win.
Go get it. No one's
tell them how
to
much they're going to win.
You did lose the go get it.
Thousands of dollars. Yes.
Yeah, tell them how much second money they can day. Win.
Yeah, tell them how much they can win. Don't do the go get it.
All right. Go win your thousands of dollars on FanDuel.com.
Thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. That's never going to work out. That's never going to work out. Just do something sensible. Just do the smooth thing, nail it, and let's get the out of here.
All right. There's plenty of money to be
won. What the f*** is muddity?
Plenty of money to be won.
All right.
Relax.
There's plenty of money to be won.
I can't take the pressure. This is too f***ing intense, man.
Where's the other intern?
In what world would an intern on his second day be asked to beat a deadline to record a spot? We were telling me the spot's got to get done before the show. Why can't you guys do it? You're in there standing behind him.
Poor guy.
These questions I would have asked, I think, if I was an intern, or maybe you just do it.
No, you wouldn't. No.
He's climbing the ladder, though.
He sure is.
He's doing great. That's Parker. We love Parker. Uh-huh. He's an awesome. Is he in Denver still?
He's in Denver, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Good he'll for him. He'll run a station very soon. And he's probably. Is the guy even 30 yet?
No, he's. Well, now. Yeah, maybe.
He was younger than you, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so he's probably in his mid to late 20s.
I see him as a 27 year old, if I was guessing.
I'll see him as a 27 year old forever. Sweet, sweet Parker.
Huh.
God, and he had the nicest ass. Danger Mouse is 44.
Weird.
I like that you wrote the instrumental in honor of Danger Mouse.
I tried to, you know.
Yeah. I have a hot opinion.
And shout out to all the ghosts in this song, too.
I have a hot opinion. This is the greatest pop song of the last 20 years. Which now it may be 20 years old. How old is this song?
2006. Not six.
Okay. This song is
so
amazing, dude.
I do love this song.
The lyrics are so great. And he's got that awesome little chuckle when he says, "Who the hell do you think you are?" So great. Oh, man, I love that song. How in the hell do they have National Chili Dog Day on the same day as Chicken Wing Day?
I don't know, man. It's weird.
Intern Day.
And Lasagna Day.
That's right. Oh, do you have a thing?
Yeah, it's coming.
When?
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
I love this.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
Sucking
on. Chili dog.
I could listen to that all day.
It's so great.
You think the Stones will do that?
I hope not.
Are you kidding me? 4 years ago today, Arcade Fire released Everything Now.
It's an album, not the song.
The song makes me think I'm in a sci-fi video game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this, Christina, even though
I like
you hate
it?
Okay, good, because you hate synthesizers.
Yeah, but this is kind of different. Now I might be out. But it's okay.
They did go. They did go mellow.
They got real New Order with it.
That album got killed by critics, and I think it's a beautiful album.
I loved it.
Start to finish.
That's the concert we went to, right? Was that, yeah.
When they did the show in the boxing ring?
God, that was so, did you go to that?
No, didn't.
You know what? So we went, we just so randomly, luckily happened to be sitting by Cash and Mary Soroy.
Cash had never heard a song. He's like, this is awesome.
Yeah. He went to go see Arcade Fire without knowing who they were.
Yeah, that's what Cash
does. It was badass. So they, because there's 20 of them, and they all run down. And they walk, like, they introduced them like it was a boxing match. Like they were
with
Entourage and showed them on the AAC screen.
That's awesome.
You know, and then they got in the ring.
They walked through the crowd to get up on stage and crawled up into the ring. And then the ring was in the middle of the crowd and rotated
the
whole
time. That's really cool.
They were shifting instruments and bouncing off the turnbuckles and things like that. Or the ropes.
Well, now I need to see
ropes.
Them. Arcade Fire, right?
Oh, yes. That's a must-see if they're in town. They haven't done anything since then, but...
Do we still have just the one Facebook group, or did we ever open up the...
It's back.
It is?
Oh, Breaking
Yeah,
news,
I
yes.
forgot what it's named now, though.
Is it not Homie Told Me I Had AIDS?
Homie the Clown Told Me I Have AIDS.
Homie Told Me.
Is that...
Go in there.
Is that better or worse than Walker telling you the news?
Go into the new Facebook group. Walker the homie told me I had AIDS.
Hey, so you got AIDS. Homie don't play that.
Homie don't play AIDS.
And Walker told me I have AIDS. Group.
And tell us who won. All right, coming up next. This is exciting, Christina. I will let you tease what's happening in the cookie jar.
A very funny show that I need you guys to watch.
in, and we'll do it next.
Not a very good teacher.